Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
Hello, guys, and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. I hope you are having a fantastic time wherever you are in the world. And a shout out to the, I think, 120 odd countries that listen to this show now. It's been absolutely amazing having the amount of people listening day in and day out. It really is a truly humbling experience, and I really appreciate your time. I do the best I can to put out great content that you guys can actually use. So I'm hoping you get a big benefit out of this always, guys, and that you enjoy it. Now, guys, I wanted to touch on a subject today that I think is quite important. And it's about how to get, basically, look, everyone does a little bit about goals and whatnot. I get it. It can sound a bit cheesy at times. I fully understand that. But the point is, there's certain ways of doing things to get it done. You know, that there's certain things that are consistent with successful people, and I just wanted to share one of those and a couple of stories from some of the people that I've mentored and have been mentoring for years now. And a lot of them I don't mentor with anymore, because I've only got the apprentices that I work with for now. But just how they've actually got themselves to where they are, because it requires a pretty damn big commitment. If I'm fair, you know, it's a big commitment. Trading is tough. Okay, it is tough. The crypto space makes it a little bit easier, just because of the amazing volatility that we have. So whereby you'll have your risk multiple is still one, your reward multiple is a greater multiple than what you would find in traditional markets. So therefore, we don't have to take as many trades to do well, or we don't have to, you know, we don't have to have as big of rewards. Sorry, as big of profits. Just simply because when we do have, as many profits, because when we do have a profit, often it's a big profit. You know, I was just cutting up the slides for my trip to another event coming up, and I just saw how big some of these moves are, and just made me realize that it really is stacked in the favor of somebody trading. If you're going to go and trade foreign exchange, and you know, I used to make a living doing that stuff, it's tough. It's even harder. And a lot of people that are trading crypto don't trade traditional markets for that reason. They can't make money there. A lot of them literally have strategies that only buy, that they don't really know what they're doing. And that's fine, each to their own. My point is you've got to sort of commit yourself to this. Trading, it's tough. In crypto, it is easier. It is better. We do have bigger moves. So that's a good thing for anybody who's not trading it. Don't think it's so hard that you can't do it. The other thing is, how are you going to commit yourself to it? You know, a lot of people sit in the fence. I know there'll be a huge amount, there'll be thousands of people listening right now that are sitting on the fence. And what you'll be saying is, oh, yeah, I'm going to start trading. Oh, yeah, I'm going to do the courses. Oh, yeah, I'm going to get going. And you've been saying that for ages, and I know this, and it's not an insult, it's just a fact. It's just pointing out the obvious. I mean, I go to a lot of events, and I see some of the same faces at event to event, and you know who you are. And, oh, yeah, no, I haven't got started yet. You know, I haven't got started yet. That's just an excuse. And I'll tell you what, you don't have to be great to get started, but you have to get started to be great. And until you start, you've got two chances of success with trading. It's zero and Buckley's. Actually, I'll throw a third in, none. So you need to get started and you need to commit to it. For some people, spending money on something helps them commit to it, because they think to themselves, well, I've spent money on it now. I've committed financially to an outcome that I want to achieve, and therefore they'll actually, you know, put their head down, bum up, and get stuck in. For others, it's telling people. I had a woman that I mentored in London many, many moons ago, and she and her mother spoke a lot. She was a Greek woman, and she said that on her business card, what she did was she put on that trader. So basically what she was doing with that was essentially saying to people, yes, I am now a trader. I trade, it's what I do. And it was there, it was designed for one simple purpose. It was designed for people to be like, well, how's the trading going? And sort of, you know, you do have people in your life like that. Hopefully you don't have too many, but people do go, how's the trading going? Like, some are smug, some are genuinely interested. But she wanted to lock the door behind her so that she would actually have to say eventually, it doesn't have to happen straight away, yes, it's going fantastic, thank you for asking. So whatever it is for you that is essentially walking through the door and shutting that door behind you, whatever it is, you need to do it. And the longer you sit there kidding yourself, not doing it, the worse off you're going to be. I mean, do you know how many people, when I was 22 and I started trading, the amount of people that said, oh, geez, I wish I started when I was your age. It's like, well, why don't you start now? Oh, yeah, no, I'm busy. I got this. Just like, well, these are just rubbish excuses. You can start whenever you want to. It's everyone's got the same amount of time right now. So get started. If you don't want to trade, hey, that's fine as well. But if you're sitting there umming and ahhing about it, stop. I don't care how you start, who you start with, or what you do. Yes, you know that there are certain ways to do it properly and there are certain ways to not do it properly. I would hope that many people that are educated from this show would decide to do it properly. And hopefully you'll trust me to be your partner. However, I know a lot of people won't. And that's fine. That is absolutely fine. But for those that do, you got to find a way to lock it behind you. Tell people, spend the money, put it on Facebook, change your job title, tell it on LinkedIn. I don't know what it is for you, but whatever it is, just do it. Make failure so much more painful that it's not an outcome that you can accept. And that was the whole idea of putting on the business card of saying, oh, I'm a trader for that woman, was to say, I'm not going to put up with these people telling me that I didn't succeed. I have to succeed. Same with me. I didn't take over the family company. I didn't take over the family company. I went to go to trading. I had to tell my dad that I was a success. I had to show him that me turning my back on a successful business was, in fact, worthwhile. That I'd made the right call. And that still motivates me to this day. Not so much such an issue anymore, but, it's just one of those things you want to make your parents proud, right? So whatever it is for you, find what it is. Walk through that door and slam the door shut behind you and lock it. Because that way, you've got one way to go. That's forward, and that's to your success. Guys, I hope this finds you well. I hope this hits a nerve. I hope you get started, and I hope it's with me. Have a great day.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com because experience matters.